Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the feast of Saints Peter and Paul, the two great apostles. I don't know about you, but one of the many temptations I've had during this particular fast is to grumble about it. We're accustomed to the Apostles' fast just being, sort of like the blink of an eyelid, a one-day or two-day or three-day type scene, but almost a whole month. That's another matter. We're now talking in terms of intrusion in my life, taking away comfort, impeding my fulfillment of my appetites. This seems so trivial and silly after hearing what was read in today's epistle. We look at what the great apostle Paul went through, what all of the apostles, what all of the saints had gone through in their lives, learning this marvelous, this incredible paradox of weakness and the power of God being manifested in the weakness of our human nature and of our flesh, and the great things that came out of that. Neither one of them were masochists. Neither one of them just enjoyed suffering. I mean, you see this in the gospel, in our gospel reading for Orthros, where our Lord's talking to St. Peter. He's prophesying how he's going to die. He said, another is going to take you someplace where you do not wish to go. Suffering was, it wasn't that they enjoyed suffering. That was not the point at all. But they loved God. Both of them did. They had a fervor for God, a love for God that really was the impetus for everything else that happened after they received the Holy Spirit. So as we consider these two great saints, one thing that we can see in their in this feast is the spiritual connection between Pentecost and their ministry. Before being filled with the Holy Spirit, both men fell short of what God intended for them. Saint Peter had zeal for our Lord Jesus and great love for him, but he grew faint-hearted and denied him three times before his crucifixion. In St. Paul, we see an even stronger alienation towards Christ as he persecuted and actually participated in the murder of Christians. But after receiving the Holy Spirit, both of these men become exemplary apostles, with St. Peter being set apart as the chief apostle. To be sure, these two great saints had different backgrounds, as we've talked about many times through the years. St. Peter was a simple fisherman without much formal education, while St. Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees, an educated man studying under the great Gamaliel, the great Rabbi Gamaliel in Judaism. Ironically, St. Peter came to represent the authoritative institutional side of the church, because of his direct interaction with our Lord in the flesh and the Lord appointing him as the chief apostle. They both loved God and they both served him till the end, offering their lives to him. And St. Paul, as we read in this epistle today, had this amazing, life-changing spiritual experience. And so he really... If it's a false dichotomy, really, but it just in terms of distinguishing a little bit between how God worked in both of them, he became more an image of the charismatic life of the church. He did not encounter Christ in the flesh when he was walking this earth in the flesh. He encountered him after he had already departed this earth. And yet, his ministry was just as important as that of St. Peter's or of any other apostle. Tradition holds that they were both martyred on the same day in Rome. This is one of the reasons, of course, that Rome is given a place of honor, was given the primacy of honor historically. It was not the only reason. It was Rome was the capital of the Roman Empire and all that at that point in time. But we thank God for his work in them and for their repentance and their perseverance till the end. And they stand not only as great examples for us, but as intercessors for us on our behalf. We have a fight to fight. We have a course to complete. We have circumstances, daily circumstances, some of which are difficult to overcome. The challenge is for the time in this fallen world to be redeemed and the grace of God to be made manifest in us. And when that happens in any human being, there is a rippling effect, and others are affected and benefit from it. Just think of the countless, untold numbers of people that have come to God because of these two men, both of whom at one time or another were alienated from God, but who, by the power and grace of the All-Holy Spirit, they turned their lives completely around, and they gave it everything. They didn't hold back. This is a great lesson for you and for me. We're not apostles. We don't have the same calling that they had. But the calling that we have is part of them. And they are part of us because the body of Christ is one. And what God wants for us, what he has for us in our part of building his kingdom here in this world, is essential and important. Each of us has a calling. Each of us needs to fulfill that calling. May we be inspired by the examples that are set for us today as we remember Saints Peter and Paul. And even though we see that they were very different, and even they had their differences even at times, they had the same spirit. They had the same love for God. And they finished their race, as we must as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.